Yeah, I didn't have single digits, the weather dropping down to single digits on my bingo card this early in December. But, oh well, I didn't have this much snow either. Well, we're honored to welcome a great man and one of America's most seasoned intelligence experts. And if you've watched Fox News lately, you'll know who this is. It's Dan Hoffman, the former CIA station chief in Moscow. And with decades of frontline experience within espionage, geopolitics, and national security, Dan brings an unparalleled insight into how the world really works behind the scenes. And so get ready for a little bit of a fascinating discussion with a true insider. Dan, welcome to the Focus Show.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me on the program. It's an honor.
Oh, it's my honor to be with you again. And Dan, I got to ask you, with all the discussions of Steve Witkoff back and forth between Russia and Ukraine, and this news recently that came out of a conversation of Witkoff basically prepping a Russian official on how Putin should talk to Trump so that Trump can hear his position. Do you think that this has potentially weakened Steve Witkoff in as far as an envoy towards Ukraine, like it weakened Kellogg when Kellogg was so much in favor of Ukraine? It seems like Witkoff is so much in favor of Moscow's position.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, it was a bit naive on the part of Special Envoy Witkoff. And I say this just based on my decades at CIA of trying to see the world through the twisted KGB eyes of Vladimir Putin. Steve Witkoff was not telling the Russians anything they didn't already know about President Donald Trump. They've got a full dossier on him. They collect lots of intelligence on key senior officials in the administration, especially the president. They want to know everything they can about him. They deliberately sent Kirill Dmitriev, the head of their foreign investment fund, out to be the front line of negotiations because they want to establish some rapport, one businessman to another. But really, the larger issue here is that Vladimir Putin is just using negotiations as subterfuge. He wants to carry on the war, this brutal war where Russia spilled so much blood and treasure, because he hasn't achieved his strategic objective of overthrowing the democratically elected government of Ukraine. It's good on the Trump administration to try to bring peace, but from my experience at least, wars end when both sides are too exhausted to fight or when one side has won, and neither one of those scenarios is valid. So we're trying to impose a peace, and I just don't think Russia has paid enough of a price, even unbelievably by Putin's standards. He's got a high threshold for the pain he's causing his countrymen to suffer.
My God, I completely agree with you. And I remember back on February 5th, 2022, when General Milley, at that time the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was talking to Congress, and he said that Kyiv could fall, the capital of Ukraine could fall within 72 hours if Russia invaded Ukraine. And now we're going into 4 years of a brutal trench-like warfare. So I if you could just tell our listeners, as a station chief, would you be, or would the current station chief or the CIA also be responsible for bringing Witkoff up to speed? Would you be giving him information what to watch out for and what not to say before he did?
I hope so. I can tell you in my experience that some senior officials were more amenable to hearing an intelligence briefing from a CIA station chief than others. And I could also tell you that, look, I have a long history of telling the director of CIA, the White House, the Senate and the House what they need to know, especially when it's not what they want to hear. I have too much respect for the president of the United States not to tell him what the intelligence says, even if it might conflict with his predisposed views of Russia. Now, I don't know whether Steven Witkoff is receiving those briefings. I don't know if he's in agreement with those briefings or not, but they would be incredibly useful to him. But I will tell you, I lived through the reset, the Obama administration's reset, when Russia still had troops on the ground in Georgia. They just launched a massive cyber attack on Estonia. And I was asked by the White House and by the ambassador in Moscow about reset. I said, look, the CIA doesn't do policy. I'm just telling you, based on intelligence, that this isn't going anywhere. And it did collapse under its own weight. And that's just part of the nature of doing business with Vladimir Putin's Russia, unfortunately.
Again, couldn't disagree with you at all. 4 days ago, Russian President Vladimir Putin threatened to take more land from Ukraine in his war, and he boasts a lot. But what should we take from Envoy Stephen Witkoff's meeting in Russia today? Is there something we should be watching out for specifically, especially on the heels of this that leaked phone conversation that we were talking about?
So what Vladimir Putin wants to do is influence, not inform. So he's welcoming Representative Witkoff to the Kremlin. There'll be a lot of pomp and circumstance. And what he'll do is lie and obfuscate. He'll say, we're winning in Ukraine. Ukrainians can't win this war. Really, Russia's taken very little territory and has lost, you know, a million casualties. But okay, Putin will put his spin on it. He doesn't expect a negotiated deal. What he wants is for Ukraine to give up fortified areas in Donetsk so that maybe a year from now, if there is a ceasefire, that Russia can launch another invasion. Vladimir Putin has never adhered to any agreement he's ever signed or his predecessors ever signed. It's just the way that he operates. And so he'll run with maximalist demands and throw a whole lot of lies and propaganda at Representative Witkoff. We talked about a pre-brief. It's the post-Kremlin meeting that would be of great value. It would be good if Witkoff had somebody with him in the meeting, maybe from the embassy, but he hasn't been doing that. But somebody who could talk to him about what he heard and then set the record straight with the facts as we know them. Because I'll trust Jack Keane's Institute for the Study of War. If folks want to know what's really going on, read the analysis from General Keane's ISW reports. They're extraordinarily well sourced. The analysis is first rate.
I'm a big fan of General Keane and actually read those on my own free time and have been a strong supporter of General Kellogg as well.
Yes.
What do you take of the fact that General Kellogg, who is a dear friend of mine, is stepping down now effective January? Does that, if this war keeps prolonging on, does that, number one, weaken Ukraine's voice in Washington? And secondly, is Putin playing the long game, hoping that the midterms will be favorable to the Democrats and therefore create more disharmony in the United States?
Yeah, well, Putin has a lot of goals that he is pursuing simultaneously. So one is to overthrow the government of Ukraine and subjugate its people. The second one is to exert primacy in his own self-designated sphere of influence. He wants to run the show in that part of the world, in the former Soviet Union. He's not going to let NATO or the United States interfere in his designs in that part of the world. And the third thing is he wants to make it appear like he can go toe-to-toe with the United States and not allow us to project power. There's no way he's going to allow President Trump to secure a peace deal.
But is he hoping for the Democrats to win so that there's a third potential presidential or an issue in D.C.?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm getting at.
Sure. I mean, he hates Democrats and he hates Republicans. And what he does like is
he hates Americans.
The United States. He'll make whatever happens politically in this country. He'll try to use that further to divide our citizens from one another. That's what he's going to try to do. And what we could do as citizens is, hey, remove the scales from your eyes, folks. Read a little bit about the KGB. That's where Vladimir Putin comes from. And understand that he's a ruthless dictator. If you want to split Russia from China, you can do it, but only after Putin is gone. I'm putting out an article, a column in the Washington Times in about a week or so about how China is essentially fighting a proxy war against the United States and our allies using Russia as a blunt instrument. So we need to stop it.
Completely agree. Daniel Hoffman, former station chief, CIA station chief in Moscow. Great insight. We're next, switching gears, going to be talking to Nate Forbes, the owner of Somerset Collection, before the holidays. This is Rocky Rutschkowski sitting in for Paul W. Smith on Focus.